every single day we say in davening, we hayom yoim revealing today. What do we say in davening? Hayom, there's a different nusach. I got a little addicted to a different nusach. The siddur, the article siddur, and the article siddur, it says hayom yoim revi'i b'shabosh shabo hoyu halevim oimrim b'veis hamikdash. Okay, there is another, I forgot it, there's another nusach. It depends on which siddur I use, so I don't pay too much attention, unfortunately. But in the article siddur, we say hayom yom revi'i b'shabosh. Okay, now, shira. There are a lot of different issues regarding the shira. Let me take out my notes.
So it's zechel mikdash.
Oh, excellent. So that's the question. The question over here is what is the reason why every single day we say shira? Now what do we daven every day? We daven kineged. There are two reasons why we daven three tefillos every single day. Either it's kineged Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. If Avraham was misakein tefila shachris, Yitzchak was misakein tefila simincha, v'yetze Yitzchak losuach basode, and Yaakov was misakein tefila ma'ariv, arvus. When he davened, when he was running away from Esav on his way to Lavan, and he stopped off by Har HaMoriah, and he was mispalel vayidor Yaakov neder lemor im yihye Elokim yimodi ushmarani baderech asher nochi holech v'chulu v'chulu. He davened. He established the tefillah of Ma'ariv. That's the first common reason why we have three tefillahs. Tefillah of Shachar is Avraham. The tefillah of Yitzchak, Minchas Yitzchak, and Ma'ariv is Yaakov. Then the other popular reason given is because it's connected to the korbanos. There's a Talmid Shal Shachar, the Talmid Shal Ben Harboim, and the Talmid, and then in the evening we allow the Imurim, the limbs, the fats on the Marocha to continue burning the entire evening. So Shachar is Talmid Shal Shachar, Minchas Talmid Shal Ben Harboim, and Ma'ariv, the korbanos are continuing to burn upon the Marocha of the Mizbeach throughout the evening, and that is Tfilas Ma'ariv. Okay, question. Now, every karbon is accompanied by a mincha, a meal offering, and yayin, libations. Yayin was poured upon the Mizbeach to accompany every single karbon. Thus, when the Tamid Shel Shachar was offered, it was accompanied by a mincha, like we say in the davening, "Umincha son v'niskehem kibidubar shaloisha esronim lapar u'shnei esronim la'oil v'yisroel makeves." Every single day, we bring the Talmid Shel Shachar. The Talmid Shel Shachar is accompanied by an isaron, a mincha, a meal offering, which is burnt on the mizbeach, and yayin, v'niskehem, wine. Okay, v'niskehem. Shloisha, there are three. There is chatzi ahin, a shalishis ahin, and a revius ahin. Three lugim of yayin were poured on the mizbeach. Now the Gemara tells us in Sechta Talmud in great detail exactly when they poured the yayin, it was accompanied by the Levim singing Shira. So without going into all the details, they brought on the Mizbeach the Karbon Tamid, all of the Emurim. I think there were 9 Kohanim who carried the 13 parts of the Karbon. The Karbon was cut into 13 parts, and there were 9 Kohanim that carried the 13 parts. They put the parts of the animal on the Mizbeach, on the fire, on the Marocha, and then they would burn the mincha. They would bring up the mincha, the meal offering. It would be, I think it was completely burnt, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I'm wrong. I think it was completely burnt. Only a private mincha was eaten by the kohanim, but the mincha of the tzibur was burnt on the mizbeach. And then comes time to pour on the mizbeach the yayin. On the top of the mizbeach, there were 2 spouts. One spout was only used on Sukkot during Simchas Beis HaShoeva for the water that was drawn from the Shisin. And the other spout was used continuously, every single day, nonstop. Every single korban that was offered on the Mizbeach was accompanied by the pouring of wine in the spout. it's all very mystical to us, what's all this about, but that's what it was. Before they would pour the wine down this spout, the Levim would take their position, their positions upon the Duchat, right in the entrance and on the, in the front of the Azora. 11 Amos into the Azora was called, there was a Duchan, there was a platform, and the Levim would stand on this platform, three steps. The Levim would stand on this platform, the bleachers. Okay, bleachers, three levels, three layers. And they must have had good safety features, I assume. And there were three layers, three different, and they would stand. It's not exactly clear who would stand where. And they would hold in their hands musical instruments. We have a list of the different types of musical instruments, which not really clear we know what they are. All different types of wind instruments, string instruments, drums, all different types of musical instruments. And of course, the Kohanim were, there was Kohanim that were, there were Levim that were experts in singing. They were trained singers, vocalists. And together, and then there was a person who held the cymbals, right? And he was the one that gave, when the way it would start was by, he would bang the two,
crash
the cymbals together.
Clash
the cymbals together. That would be the signal for the Kohen standing on the Mizbeach. We're ready. We are ready. And when he would crash them together, the Kohen on the Mizbech would proceed to pour the Yayin, the wine, in the spout on the top of the Mizbech. Remember, it's a very big distance. Top of the Mizbech is between 15 to 20 feet, or between 15 to 20 feet above ground. Right, 20 feet, that's pretty high. 20 feet off the ground, between 15 and 20 feet off the ground, that's between one, how many stories? 20 feet is almost two, three stories. It's pretty high up. Think of a house, the Flatbush is three stories, so think about the second floor, that's the top of the Mizbeach, and the Levim are on the ground at a distance, and when he would make that sound, they can see the Kohen on the top of the Mizbeach would now proceed to pour the Yayin down the spout. As he would pour the yayin down the spout, the Levim would begin to sing. They would begin to sing the Shira. This was done every single day, twice a day. It was done in the morning by the Talmid Shel Shachar and by the Talmid Shel Bein Ho'arboim. Now, what exactly did they say? Before we go further, the only time the Levim sang Shira, one thing that's very important, it's all in the Mishnayos and the Gemara, Misach HaTamid, is only for a korban tzibur. There is no such thing as a private choir in the Beis HaMikdash singing Shira when a person brings a private korban. The only korbanos that were accompanied by Shira were the korbanos tzibur. And not all korbanos tzibur. Only in oil, only kodshei kodashim. What would my kodshei kodashim? Well, now only, it's not the correct term, but only oilois. Oilois, and there's only one other exception, Pesach. The Shalomei Tzibur. No, the Pesach was not Shir, that was something different.
There was Halal.
That was everyone said Halal. But the only time the Levim sang Shir with their musical instruments and their vocals were for Korban Oilois. And one exception, the Shalomei Tzibur, Shavuos. This is a drush in and of itself. A carbon shlamim, is never brought by the carbon shlamim is not kachet kadoshim. The only shlam that are called kachet kadoshim are the shalmei tzibu that only shlam that have the status of kachet kadoshim is the shlamim that were offered on the yomtiv of Shavuos that accompanied the shtei halechem. That set of shlamim, those korbanos that were called shlamim, that accompanied the shtei halechem that were offered on Shavuos were unique. in many different ways. And one of the unique features of these shlomim, it was the only time the Levim sang Shira when the shlomim, when this type of carbon was accompanied, was when the nesachim for the these shlomim was poured on the mizbeach, the Levim sang Shira at this moment in time. Otherwise, the only time the Levim sang Shira was to accompany the nesachim that in turn accompanied a carbon oila of the tzibur. So again, you have a carbon tzibur. From the tzibur, there are many types of korbanos. There is an oila, a shlamim, and a chatas. Many of the musafim have all three. You have all three together. You have a carbon oila, you bring a gift, completely burnt. The carbon shlamim is eaten by the kohanim. And the carbon chatas is also eaten by the kohanim. The blood applications of the oila, the shlamim, and the chatas are different. They're done very differently. And these are, we're dealing with a tzibur. And when there's an oila, the oila has a mincha and wine. Every carbon has a mincha and yayin. When they bring the yayin is when the levim would sing shira. But only when the conditions are met. And what are the conditions? Number one, it's a carbon oila. Or number two, it can be, in other words, it's a tzibur. It's an oila for the tzibur, for Klal Yisrael, not for an individual. And number two, it was generally a carbon oila, 99.9% of the time. With the only exception being on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, when they brought the shlamim that accompanied the kifseat, the shlamim that accompanied, called the kifseat tzaris, accompanied the shtei lechem, and the wine that accompanied, then the Levim also sang Shira, but not for a private carbon. Now, what is the Tamid? The carbon Tamid is a carbon oila. The carbon Tamid that is brought every single day is a keves echad taaseh v'aboyker, v'es a keves hashini taaseh b'enu arboyim. It is a carbon oila, and it's a carbon tzibur. So that means every single day in the morning, and in the afternoon, the Levim stood on the Duchan and they waited till the Yayin was ready to be poured. And then the Levi that had the symbols would crash the symbols, and that would be a sign for the person on the Mizbech to pour the Yayin. When he would begin to pour the Yayin, they would then begin to sing the Shira. Okay, so we, every single day we do this. We remember this service. Every single day at the end of davening, when we say Hayoim Yoim Revi'i, today we say Yom Revi'i Shebo Hayu Halavim Oimim Beveis HaMikdash Zeicher LeMikdash. It's a Zeicher. On the one hand, it's a Zeicher LeMikdash. That's what someone here began to say. Rav Kalman said it. I remember Meir said this. Zeicher LeMikdash. But it's also part of Uneshalma Farim Sifasein. It's also part of being that we're davening Shachris. And our davening corresponds to the Tamid Shel Shachar. So once already we're doing something to replicate the Tamid Shel Shachar by davening Yishmona Esrei, we also have to replicate the Shira that was said that accompanied the Nesachim that was poured on the Mizbeach, which in turn accompanied the Tamid Shel Shachar. Now, what the Mizmoirim that we say every single day, we have a tradition, are exactly the same mizmorim that were said in the Beis HaMikdash. Exactly the same, no difference. We're replicating what was done, and we have in our Siddur. Sound on a little, there's an echo. Okay, better now? Okay, so this is it too low? Can you hear me?
No, it's fine.
Good. So this is what we do. This is what we do every single day. Question. This is the big question. What about mincha? Why is it that mincha we do not say Hayoim Yoim Revi B'Shabo Shabo Hoyu Halevim Oimer B'Hamikdash? In the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim sang Shira to accompany the Tamid Shel Bein Harboyim. Just like they sang Shira in the morning by Shacharis to accompany the Tamid Shel Shachar. And if the reason why we daven Mincha is to replicate the Tamid Shel Bein Harboyim, would it not be proper to to say every single day when Mincha is over, Hayoyim Yoyim Rivi B'Shabbos Shabbo Hoyu Halavim Oymen Beis HaMikdash? Why not? Why are we cheap? Why are we lazy? And so you'll say, well, we don't say Karbonos. Not so. Nusach Svart.
You say Karbonos.
Nusach Svart. They do say Karbonos. Okay, it's true. Nusach Ashkenaz. Let's take a step back. Nusach Ashkenaz. In the davening itself, this is a topic which I have to also discuss right now. In the davening itself, we don't ever mention the Talmud. On Rosh Chodesh, when we daven, when it's Rosh Chodesh, or when we say Musaf on Shabbos or Yom Tov, we actually mention the exact korban that was offered on this day. Rosh Chodesh, we'll mention the number of Purim, the Elim, Kvasim, the Chatos, the Oila, the Shlavim. We actually specify what the korban for the day was. But in Shacharis, which corresponds to the Tomid Shel Shachar, nowhere in the Nusach of Shacharis do we say today, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, we would have brought a keves, a sheep. Ben Shana, within its first year, without any blemish, as a fulfillment to bring the Tomid Shel Shachar. We don't do that. Why don't we do that? What happened? Now you'll say we do. We say Korbanos, but Korbanos is not the Iker HaTzvila. Korbanos is something that was added to the davening later times. When the Anshei Knesset HaGadol established Nusach HaTzvila, they did not include in the Nusach a requirement. It is not a requirement for a person, it's not an absolute requirement for a person to recite Korbanos and to mention and to read the psukim of that require us to bring the Talmud Shel Shach. And unfortunately, many people don't say Korbanos. Many people come late to shul, or even they come on time, they're limited in how much they can concentrate and say, and they skip it. It's a very wonderful thing to do, and it should be done beyond a shadow of a doubt, but it's not an absolute requirement, and some of the very holy people, many holy people, they don't say it. Chazal did not incorporate it into the Nusach of the Shemona Esrei. They did incorporate the Korbanos into Musaf, when we daven the Musafim, so we say, we actually mention, today is Rosh Chodesh, and these are the Psukim, this is what we would have brought today. If it's Chol HaMoed, if it's Pesach, it's Sukkis, we go through the Korbanos of the Musaf, but we do not go to the Korbanos of the Talmud, which is very interesting. It's very interesting. We don't. However, even though we don't, nevertheless, Chazal did say that the Shemona Esrei serves that purpose. Without mentioning the Talmud, it serves that purpose. So we go so far and we say Hayom Yom Revi Shabbo Hayu Halalavim Oymrim Beveis HaMikdash, and we say Kel Nekamos Hashem. We say the Mizmah, the song that they sang. All right, it's a little bit of a problem. It's a problem why Chazal did not demand of us to recite the Psukim, did not incorporate the Psukim of Korbanos of the Talmud Shel Shachar into the Shemona Esrei. They did not, and even though they did not, we still say the Shira that would have accompanied it. Fine. What about Mincha? Mincha is the same thing. Mincha is exactly the same thing. Mincha.
You said it already.
Corresponds. No, but they said it twice in the Beis HaMikdash. They said it twice in the Beis HaMikdash.
Oh, this is not the Beis HaMikdash. Once you did as a Koran already.
But the Mincha is Kineged the Tomid Shel Bein Harboim. And don't say, oh, but we don't say the Psukim. Guess what? We don't say the Psukim in the morning either. In the morning, we don't say the Psukim in the Shemona Esrei, and yet we still say Hayom Yom Revi B'Shabbos. So Mincha, we also do not say the Psukim. We should also say Hayom Yom Revi B'Shabbos Shabbo Hayu HaLevim Oymer Meveis HaMikdash. Why don't we say the Shira after Mincha, being that the Shira corresponds to the Talmud Shel Bein Harboim, and it says explicitly in Masechta Talmud that the Shira of the Levim was said in the morning and in the afternoon? So there's a whole collection of answers. Number one, this is a very interesting answer. We don't know what the Shira is. There's a Machloikis Rishon, a very big dilemma, as to what song did the Levim sing in the afternoon. We have a tradition exactly as to what they said in the morning. we have in front of us. We know exactly what they said in the morning. And this is a very powerful and very bizarre answer. It's a straight up. We forgot. It is a mystery to us what the Shira of the Levim was at Mincha. We don't know what it was. And we cannot replicate what we don't know. You know, even when they built the Bayis Sheni, who provided the blueprints for the Bayis Sheni? There were no blueprints. The blueprints for the Bayis Sheni were the Pesukim in Sefer Yecheskel, the Bayis Shlishi. But it's a far cry of what the Bayis Shlishi is supposed to look like, because they didn't really know how to interpret the words of Yecheskel describing the Beis HaMikdash. So they built a watered-down version of the base of the Bayis Shlishi. The Bayis Sheni is really the Bayis Shlishi, a watered-down, simplified version of what the Bayis Shlishi is, for one reason. We do not understand what the psukim are really demanding from us.
Why do we say Shir HaMal is on Mincha?
After Mincha? Who says Shir HaMal is on Mincha?
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos? What do you mean?
There's a nusach to say Shir HaMal is by Mincha.
By Mincha?
Yeah.
Not Ashkenaz.
Okay.
So. Okay. One thing at a time. So if this answer number one, this is a fascinating answer that we just don't know. Now, why Taka do we not know? So the mystery gets even deeper. We started this morning with the Haftiras. Okay, I'm telling you, everything I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. Everything I'm telling you comes from Rabbi Tezner, another sefer. Yes, I have a different sefer called Shire Hamikdash V'Hakorbanos. Another one of his incredible svarim. And it goes through, everything I'm telling you comes straight from here. I can't memorize every single source over my head to remember, but these are the ideas. At least let's get the ideas. And if you want to know the exact sources, then come speak to me. We'll transfer all the information to you. But he says like this. This morning we mentioned that with regard to the Haftarah, the Minog, today it's standardized. You open up the article Chumash, and it tells you exactly what is the Haftarah for Parshas Bahalos. If a person with a deer recite a different Haftarah, they would chase him out of town. But that's not the way it was originally. Originally, it's clear as day, the reading of the Haftarah was the discretion of the rabbi. The rabbi decides, you come to shul, what Haftarah read we today? The rabbi will decide, which that's part of his job. It's his right to decide. The Levim for Mincha, it was their discretion what Shira to sing. Shachris was fixed. Shebo hoyu ha-Levim oimim. Every single Wednesday, whether you like it or not, whether you're used to the melody or not, because yeah, different melodies, doesn't mean the same melody, they said every Wednesday, Kel Nekomos Hashem, Kel Nekomos Sophia, and you can look up the Mizmor and understand what does this Mizmor have to do with Yom Revi'i, and there's quite a bit of information explaining the significance connecting this Mizmor to Yom Revi'i. Okay, every Wednesday, Beli Yoytze Min HaKlal, and the same for the other days. But what about Mincha? It's up to you. You decide. The Levim, what's doing in the world? Let's turn on the 6:30 news and let's see was tut sich in der Welt. And depending upon what's going on in the world, that is what we're going to sing today. If today there's a victory, there's a ceasefire, we're going to find a Mizmar that relates to the ceasefire. If today the Kohen Gadol won the lottery, we'll sing something.
Let's do the same as Shachris. If you don't know, so do the same thing.
No, but you're not supposed to do the same as Shachris. You're supposed to do something different. Mincha is a time to look back at the day, what has happened in the Welt, in the world today. It's an incredible idea. It's like the Haftarah used to be. The Haftarah is Musa.
So why do you say the words Shir Mizmor or Mizmor Also, those are introductions to the song. They're not the actual Shir.
Those are the composers. They're introductions, the composers, what?
When you say King
that's King. A different reason. The Mizmorim that were selected for Shachris this was something that, that has to do with Bria Soila. Or there are two popular explanations as why we say the Mizmorim in the morning. Number one, the more popular one is each Mizmor relates to what Hashem created on that day in Maisei Bereshis. And there are many Mefarshim that will extract, go through Pasuk by Pasuk, and show you how each Mizmor that we recite on each respective day correlates to what Hashem created on that day in the beginning of Bereshis. The other approach is the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, and he says that the world is divided into 7,000 years. In the year 6,000, the world comes to an end. The world enters into Yom Shekula Shabbos. By Hashem, 1,000 years is called one day. Now, this is all mystical stuff, not to get carried away with, as we all know. We don't know what all this means, the year 6,000. Rabbi Reisman always says that it's only happened 10 times in Jewish history where Klal Yisrael thought they knew the calculations and they acted upon their understanding and they made a big mistake. And hopefully Mashiach will be here a long time before the year 6,000. But what would happen if this year would be the year 6,000? What would happen if this year would be the year? So where's Mashiach? How come the world? So is that going to be a problem? No, it's not a problem. Because we really know nothing. We've already made so many mistakes and thinking that we understand how to make calculations with the 70 years of Golos and other different events. It means whatever it means. Whatever it means that's not for us to worry about. But the Vilna Gaon says there's a principle that the world is broken down into 7,000 years. There's the first 6,000, and then there is the time of Yimayis HaMashiach, Olam Haba, whatever that means, that's Mizmor Shiliyam HaShabbos. Each Mizmor corresponds to the development of the world, its maturity in that specific millennium. That's what it means. So we have the two approaches as to why we recite these Mizmorim. Either it corresponds to the day of creation, or it corresponds to each millennium. That's all fine and good for Shacharis. What about Mincha? Unbelievable. Every single day, a decision was made. There was a meeting, they convened. Who made the decision? It doesn't even say who made the decision. Was the decision made by the Kohen Gadol? Was the decision made by the Av Beis Din? Was the decision made by the Levim? It doesn't say. Somebody decided, they convened, what Mizmor will we recite today? And every single day, it appears they study current events. You go online, take out your telephone, you flip through all of the news channels, see what's the trending story, what's trending? What's trending? What's going on in the world? What is there to sing about today? Did someone create a new, did they release the vaccine today? The first person got the vaccine? Oh, so we'll find the Mizmor that relates to the vaccine. Did the war come to an end today? We'll sing about that. Did the stock market go up? We'll sing about that. Okay, did they inaugurate a new yeshiva today in Yerushalayim? We'll sing about that. They selected good news. Shira is good news. The Haftarah is bad news. The Haftarah on Shabbos is Musar. The words of the Nevi'im are words of Musar. Shema b'ni Musa, it's always bad. I mean, not always, but it's Musa. So the rabbi on Shabbos would select, what do I want, how do I want to insult my Mispalim today? What could I say to them to antagonize them? Should I talk today about don't talk during davening? Should I talk about kashrus? Should I talk about sneels? Should internet, wasting your time, learning Torah, sinas chinam? You don't come to my shir. What should I talk about? What? How can I maximize my punch today? So he would select a haftorah that would maximize his, would satisfy his ability to antagonize Balabai. That's what the haftorah is about. Musa, the shira is about good news. What good is there to sing? It's an amazing idea. I never heard such thing like this before. Every day it was different. So what about today? Why today do we not say Shu'? Even Nusach Sfard that begins Mincha with the recital of the Psukim of the Talmud Shel Beinu Avoyim. Hey, Nusach Sfard, you don't Nusach Ashkenaz, you never heard of this before. Korbanos by Mincha? Oh, I'm out of here. Right? Yidavid Nusach Ashkenaz? No way. I don't say Korbanos by Mincha. It's not printed in any Nusach Ashkenaz Siddur to recite the Psukim of Korbanos by Mincha. But Nusach Svard, they start with Korbanos. It's a very long Nusach. First you have to put on the Gartel, and then you have to say Nusach, the Gansu Nusach, a whole long Nusach, and that includes the Ketores and the Korbanos. But even Nusach Svard, even them, they do not say Hayom Yom Rivi B'Shabbos Shabbo Hayu HaLevim Omrim BaMikdash. Why not? And the answer is because today there's no one alive that can select what we should sing about, because we're living in a world of darkness. We don't know what's good. We think a ceasefire is good. Who says it's good? We think the vaccine is good. Who says it's good? We think the stock market went up. Who says it's good? We know nothing. We know nothing today. Today we live in the dark. Sometimes what appears to be gloom and doom turns out to be the biggest bracha. The politician that we wanted to win, he lost. So who says it's so bad? We know nothing. Nothing. In hindsight, we'll be able to see what was really good, what was really bad. There's no one qualified today to make a decision what mizmar should be selected to say in honor of the Talmud Shel Beinu Harboim, like it was Bizman Shabbat Samus Rekayim. Mimela, we don't do it. So we don't do it. What about, and also there's another element which is really even more important, is when we say the Shira, it's in, someone said this before, there's an element of Zecher L'Mikdash. Zecher L'Mikdash. You can't do a Zecher L'Mikdash if in the Beis HaMikdash every single day was different. If this is the formula, the way they did in the Beis HaMikdash, then you can say Zecher L'Mikdash. But every single day during the Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Yikayim, they did something different by Mincha every single day. So that's not a Zecher L'Mikdash. So you want to say Mishal Mufadim Sifoseinu? That only applies to the actual animal, the carbon. The mizmar, the shira, that's not part of the actual atonement, the carbon. That's icing on the cake. So if we want to employ a principle of zecher l'mikdash, you got to know what they did. They did something different every single day. You want to say no, so we'll do zecher l'mikdash, and then we'll also come up and select something to sing about every single day. Who are you to make such a decision? We have enough problems today. And can you imagine what's going to go on every single shul? Everyone's going to start selecting different mizmor again to another reason to fight. Another problem. We'll make more problems. So Chazal, in their infinite wisdom, decide, you know what? Just forget it. Forget it. Don't even bother. Don't even try to make believe. It's enough. Idave mincha u'neshalma fadim sefaseinu. Yidava Nusach Svard, read the psukim in the Torah that tell you to bring a carbon, Talmud Shel Beinu Harboim. But the Shira, we don't know what they did in the Bayis Sheni. It's they did something different. Either we don't know, or they did something different every day to reflect the day, what happened, similar to the original Haftarah. And no one today is a Bar Hachi to say that he knows. No one should make believe he knows anything today. So you know what? Less is more. Mila b'sela shtikusa b'tein. Double being don't say anything. That's one approach. Now there's another approach. Other Rishonim say, chas v'sholom to say, Rabbi Eliezer was saying this before, chas v'sholom to say that we do not know what they did. They said by mincha exactly what they said by shachas. They said the same thing. That's, you have a right to assume that. You have a right to assume that. If this is what they did by Shacharis, so you have a right to assume ditto. They did the same thing by Mincha. So the question now is reinstated. So to this, the answer is, when you do a Zecher, don't overdo it. Now, there's a classic principle with regard to Minhagim. Why don't we stay up two nights to learn Torah? Ganz Klal Yisrael is a minute. This goes back from time immemorial, to stay up the whole night, Lel Shavuos. Whether you're going to stay up the whole night saying Tikkun, or whether you're going to stay up the whole night drinking coffee and schmoozing, or whether you're going to say you're going to learn, or you're going to go to Shiurim, you stay up, right? People stay up. They stay up and they do something productive the whole night. To be misaking, I'm not even so sure the inyan is to learn. Once you're staying up, you learn. It could be the inyan is just to stay up. Because the ikar reason given, not so simple, is because the Jewish people in Tamantar, they went to sleep. There was no complaint against them. Why did they not learn? There was nothing to learn. It wasn't given yet. The complaint was, why did you go to sleep when you know that first thing in the morning Hashem is giving you the ultimate gift? How could you sleep? So in order to do teshuva, so we stay up. Whoever said you have to stay up and learn? Whoever said you have to learn? Stay up. You want to drink coffee the whole night? Drink coffee. You want to eat cheesecake? Eat cheesecake. You want to schmooze and play chess? Play chess. Who cares? If you're at Ben Torah, it's Yom Tif. You know, Ben Torah, Yom Tif. You're going to go play chess? You know, at least open up a safe and make believe that you're learning something. Right? At least go through the motions. So we go, we learn. It's a beautiful minute, it really is. It's a beautiful minute, even though it wipes you out for the next two days, but it's a beautiful minute to give the Yom Tov some flavor. Why don't we do it the second night? What happened to the second night? Sveika d'yoyma. Why don't we eat eggs the second night of Pesach? Eat an egg on Pesach. Some say it's a zeche for the Avelus. A lot of the different minhagim. What other examples are there? There are a lot of examples, things that we do minhagim. Why we all do it once? You know the answer is, a minhag you do once. Don't get carried away. Don't make a tofel into an ikar. You have to know your boundaries. You have to have balance in life. There are things that are ikarim, and there are things that are minhagim. A minhag is not, don't make a minhag into a new religion. I told you this, right? Today on Shavuos we have the Aseres HaDibros. What are the Aseres HaDibros? Dibra number one is, put a picture of the Keresteer Rebbe in the window and say, Zecha Lishaya ben Moshe. Dibra number two, go to Orlando for Pesach. Dibra number three, eat cheesecake on Shavuos. Okay, there are certain things that today have become ikorim. They are total nonsense. Total crazy nonsense. The ikor is, like you know the story with the Yeshiva Bachar, I told you the story of the time, Yeshiva Bachar, yeah, in the dormitory, he has food, he puts his food into the public refrigerator. And he comes the next day in the dormitory, in the public refrigerator, he opens the refrigerator, his food is gone. Someone ate his food. So he puts the food the next day, the next lunch, next whatever in the refrigerator, he puts a sign on the refrigerator door, Loy Sigzel. He comes the next day, gone. The next day he puts a sign, it says in the Aseres HaDibros, Loy Tignoif. This is an Abizrayu of Loy Tignoif. It's not just a Loy Sase. It's the Aseres HaDibros, right? No, comes the next day, gone with the wind. And every day he has big chumras, talks about Gehenim, Allah, and all the Midrashim, gone. The last day he puts a sign, it says, it's Chol of Stam. It's not Chol of Yisrael. It's Chol of Stam. Opens up the refrigerator, there it is. No one stole it. Chol of Stam, a chumra, such a grace of me, chumra to be machne, Chol of Stam. In America, you have to be machne, Chol of Stam. Oh, that's important.
Yeah.
That's important. Not the Lois Sigzel, not the Aseres HaDibros. That worked. So getting back, on minhag, you got to be careful. You don't make a minog into an ikar. They have this thing over here that now in these signs and flapush, keep the momentum going and stay up the second night. Right? I davened in yeshiva or yitzchak on the second day of Shavuos, and I looked around. And, you know, it wasn't full. It wasn't, not so full. Whatever, it's not so full anyway now because everyone moved out of the neighborhood. But it was less than what I expected. All right, listen, what do I know? None of my business. What do I care? It's not looking at me anyway. I found out just accidentally later in the day that there was a group of people in the yeshiva that stayed up the second night. They stayed up the second night, the whole second night. Wow. Right? Wow. So I'm not coming to argue. This is a beautiful thing. Torah. Who's going to argue? But there's a possibility that you're not allowed to stay up the second night. You're not allowed to. And all this whole movement, keep the momentum going, they have the Shiurim the second night, you're not allowed to. How could you say that? Mamasha Rasha to say no Torah? You're taking a minhag and you're going too far. A minhag is not an ikar. To stay up the whole night ruins the whole day. It ruins everything. I don't know about you. I don't know. It wipes out your whole schedule. It ruins everything. It's a minhag. It's a beautiful minhag to be misaking a problem. Don't get carried away with a minhag. A minhag is only done once, not done twice, in order not to make the tofel into the ikar. Proof. Shir shel yoim. Shir shel yoim is a zecher lemikdash. It's a zecher. It's a token. You don't do it. You do it once. It's enough. According to the second approach that we're working with, the idea that the shir shel yoim in the afternoon is identical to the shir shel yoim of the shachar. So why not say the second time? This is not in the category of neshalma fadim sifaseinu. Or neshalma fadim sifaseinu is the korban, is the tefillah. The tefillah, the davening is the korban. The shir is a shir. The shir is something which accompanied. Zecher lemikdash. Hayoyim yamarim shabo hayu halavim oimim beveisam mikdash. Don't, you have to bedafka show that this is not the ikor. Priorities. Today, unfortunately, we live in a society where we have our priorities. Our priorities are not in order. There's an ikor and there's a tofel. And sometimes you have to go out of your way to show that this is not an ikor. This is a tofel. So shachris, you say the shir. Bedafka don't say the shir by mincha. You want to say Tehillim? Who's holding you back? Sit and say Tehillim the whole day. But don't incorporate it into the Nusach HaTzvilah to take a minig and elevate it to a status that makes it like an ikar. The ikar is an Rishal, Lofonim Sefoseinu, the Tamim Shal Shachar. The Shir is not an ikar. Okay, that's the second approach. Why then? I'll tell you a third reason. Third reason is more of a technical reason. And that's the halacha. The halacha is that if a person brings a carbon, very interesting halacha. If a person brings a carbon, you have an obligation beyond the shadow of a doubt to bring with it a mincha, a meal offering, and nisachim. What happens if a person doesn't have the money for the mincha and for the nisachim? But you have to buy a set of korbanos, which includes an animal, a meal offering, and the wine. And Chazal tell us we don't appreciate this. Is that people who did an avera and had an obligation, they were very nervous. They were very nervous because they were vulnerable to divine punishment until they gain atonement. So people who took serious, someone was mechalel Shabbos b'shoygeg. Happens, okay? Mechal. So that's a chiv kores. So today most people, you know, doesn't even register with them. You know, you turn on the lights by accident. You know that's a serious violation of Shabbos. Okay, let's say first there's a melacha deraisa. Yeah, so whatever he does a melacha deraisa. You know what you just did now? You accidentally did a melacha deraisa on Shabbos. If you would have done this b'mezid with witnesses and hasra, you wouldn't be here tomorrow. You'd be chayef skila. You'd be stoned to death. If you did it without witnesses, you'd be chayef kores. Ooh, that's pretty serious. So you did it by accident. So the guy says, "So it was an accident. What do you want from me? An accident's an accident. Who cares? You know, leave me alone. I'm out of here." Unfortunately, that's how most of us think. But at the time of Chazal, they didn't think like that. You did a melacha by accident, for which the mazik, it would have been kares skila. A person couldn't live with himself. He's afraid of divine wrath. So he runs to the Beis HaMikdash in the earliest opportunity to bring a karban chatos, a kivso or a seira. Costs a lot of money. Not everyone is rich, you know, to get on a plane and to go and get your ishur and get tested for corona, multiple tests, and to go into quarantine and do this, do that. It's a big avoida. I really should be right now in Eretz Yisrael right now. You know, I have a family simcha now. I was supposed to really go, but the whole thing was too complicated for me to get through the paperwork, and when the war broke out, that was the Mach B'Patish. Okay, but you know, it's not easy to pick yourself up and go. To go 1, 2, 3. And then, so the guy comes, says, and the credit card doesn't work. When he swipes the credit card to buy an animal, it goes through. But when it gets to the next station to buy the mincha and the yayin, credit card doesn't work anymore. There's no money left. So what do? Do you have to bring all three together? No, you do not. Bring today the animal, and when you save up money, when your next social security check comes in, then you'll bring the mincha and the yayin. You don't have to bring them both today. You can bring it when you get your fourth stimulus check. You will then be able to bring your mincha and your yayin. So in the Beis HaMikdash, he writes here of it, it was very common, it's unbelievable what he says here, I don't know how he knows this, he's citing other people, that by mincha, they brought the Tomid Shobein Ho Arboyim, and now the Kohanim are required to sing Shira. When do they bring Shira? When they pour the Yayin. But many times there was so much work to be done for other Korbanos that they needed to be finished up. I don't know exactly what he means. It's not an emergency to pour the Yayin for the Nesachim that accompanies the Tomid Shobein Ho Arboyim immediately. And more often than not, they did not get around to pouring the Nesachim until the evening. And that's permitted. You don't have to bring it on the same day. And you're even allowed to bring the Nesachim for the Karban at night. So they would first get around to pouring the Nesachim at night. And when they brought the Nesachim at night, the Levim, they sang in the evening. So it was an evening performance, not necessarily an afternoon performance. The time is not specific. Mincha has to be davened before Shkia, whether you like it or not. I don't know what Hasidim do, but it has to be davened before Shkia. The Nesachim do not have to be offered before Shkia. You can wait until later in the evening. And that's what they did many times. Therefore, we don't say Shira in the afternoon, after Mincha, because it's not necessarily connected, tied. It was not necessarily, he said, Hayoyim Shabo Hoyu Halavim Ba Mikdash. They didn't do it in the Mikdash. In the Mikdash, they did it more often than not at night, when it was dark already, by Ma'ariv. So you'll say, so do by Ma'ariv. Who says it? They made it by Mincha? The time is not set. Once it's not set already, you can't go institute something that is standardized, something that is etched in stone, that it should be done by any specific tefillah, because it was not done by any specific time in the day. So that's why we don't do it all together, because it's not something that is kavua. Chazal, when they instituted things, they zechel l'mikdash, it had to be something that is kavua. If it's not kavua, it's not going to be done. Shacharis, it was always done in the morning. That was the way it was done. It was always done, the Sachem was done, it was first thing in the morning, that's what they did. That was the way it was done. But Mincha, they didn't, they waited, there was a lot of delays. There were a lot of activities that were taking place, whatever they may have been. So bottom line is, we've given three reasons, three very different reasons, and all these reasons, they bring out a lot of very interesting yisoidos that, at least, I don't know about you, but to me, these are all new things. Never heard of these things before. We question, why don't we say Hayom Yom Rvi B'Shabbos Shabbo Hayu HaLavim Oyim Reves HaBidosh Bain Mincha. It says the Farish in the Mishnah Masechet Tamid that by Mincha the Tamid Shal Shabbin Harboyim, it's an Oila, it's a Karban Tzibur, the Levim sang Shira when they poured the Nesachim that accompanied this Karban. Why don't we include that in the Nusach HaTfilah like we do regarding Shachris? Give three reasons. Reason number one, they said, we don't know what they said by Mincha. We don't know the Nusach. We don't know the Mizmar. Why not? Either we just don't know, or it could be they said something different every single day. And therefore you can't do a Zechel and Mikdash when something was different every single day. And to say that we'll also do something different every single day, that'll be the Zecher. Who are you to decide what's good? We're living in the dark. We're living in Golos. We don't have any revelation. We don't have any Gili to really understand what we should sing about. What we think is good may not be so good. What we think is bad may be good. We don't know what's good, what's not good. Who do we think we are? In the mail, it's not going to fly. Number two, we know what they said. We know exactly what they said. They said what they said in the morning. Why then don't we do it? So we said, number one, it's only a Zeichel LeMikdash. We did it already once today. You did it once today, enough. Genug, Shane, enough. Don't get carried away. Don't make a Tufel into an Ikar. Don't glorify a Minhag. Don't make a new religion. It's not that serious adibros to do certain things. Don't too much. Zeichel LeMikdash is done once a day. The Ikar is the Tzila. This is the Karban. This is the Hachna, the humility. Don't make a Minhag into the Ikar. Bedafka don't do it. Bedafka don't stay up the second night of Shavuos and destroy your next day. You want to learn? You want to be a Masmid? You want to be a Masmid? So sit and learn the whole Yom Tov day. Yom Sheni Shel Shavuos? You want to be a Masmid? Okay. The second davening is over, sit and learn the whole day. Because that's what you really should be doing anyway. You're not going to the movies on the second day of Yom Tov. You're not going to any entertainment. There's no concerts to go to today. There's no Chol HaMoed trip, second day of Shavuos. Anyway, you should be sitting and learning. So you want to be a Masmid? Sit and learn the whole day. Oh, you're going to stay up the whole night, the second night. Listen, I'm not coming to... who am I to disagree with all the signs in the newspaper? Keep the momentum going, second day. I'm a nothing of a nothing to disagree, but something about that isn't right over here. Something doesn't make sense. There's such a principle that you're not allowed to stay up the second night. Don't go make the second night into the first night. Don't prioritize a minhag. You wanna show your hasmada, so sit and learn the whole second day with hasmada rabba. That way you'll be able to learn the next day, the day after Yom Tov, because if you stay up the second night, then I can guarantee you, you're not gonna learn the next day, and you're not gonna learn Ishrichak, and you're not gonna learn for the next 2 weeks, you'll be recovering from ruining your schedule.
The Mishnah says, doesn't mention, you don't say you got the Mizra, you don't say Shir Mizra, you start from the second sentence. You say that in
Kilokanim on Shabbos. What are you talking about?
When you say Yom Rishon, they didn't say the David Mizmar.
They did.
They started Lashem Haaretz and Leah.
It's at the beginning of the Mizmar.
Huh?
They start from the beginning of
they
the Mizmar.
They start with the words of David Mizmar.
Are you sure?
I don't know. The Mishnah says, because there are many
Mizmoidim that begin with David Mizmah. There's no way to identify which David Mizmah you mean. There are a few Mizmoidim in film that begin
you
with
also, you're coming to bring a carbon, you're not talking about Kairach, you're not talking about Asa.
Why these Mizmah is a separate topic of discussion in the
Sefer. No, but I'm saying that in the Mishnah,
all the Mishnah is just coming to I give you the code, the keywords to identify which Mizmah. Like Halacha Lemaisa, the Levim sang the Shir, they start with the first word. The Braisa, the Mishnah is identifying which is the Mishnah. Okay, and the third reason to recap, the third reason is because it's not a set time. The Halacha is that the Mincha and the Nesachim do not need to be brought immediately afterwards. It can be brought another day. You can bring it a week later. Now by the Karban Tzibur, you don't play around, you don't play games. You bring it soon, but they did not necessarily pour the nesachim and sing the shira while it was still day. It appears, what he says, he has sources, that they did it later in the evening. People, maybe they came from all, they came to watch. It was a performance, it was a concert every single night in the Beis HaMikdash to watch the Levium sing shira. People are at work. People can't come in the middle of the day to go watch, end of the day to go watch. 6:30, they're busy watching the news. They'll come 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock after the restaurant's closed, they'll go to the Beis HaMikdash for the performance to get some inspiration to watch the Levim sing Shira. So therefore it's not set, it's not etched in stone that it was done during Mincha. It was done sometimes later in the evening. So once already it's Nishta Hi Nishta Her, it's not, you can't go say Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't done necessarily by Mincha. They did it either sometimes by Mincha, some they did it later in the evening, because the Nesachim do not have to be poured immediately. You can wait until later. Okay, now...
Shira Malas, did they sing Shira Malas?
No, it doesn't say they sing Shira Malas.
When there were 15 steps.
It was Kineged, the 15 steps are Kineged the Shira Malas.
But that was on the outside?
Outside, Shai Mikino. Shai Mikino, it was Kineged, it doesn't say they sang, it says there were 15 steps. Kineged, where David wrote 15 Shira Malas.
But you have the team standing on the steps.
That was during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Shar Mikinor is not even the Azorah, that's outside the Azorah. That was Simchas Beis HaShoeva. We're discussing now the Shiva. There's one thing I want to remember, we're only 5 minutes, this is a very powerful thing. I want to go to one more time, but unfortunately I got carried away. This is Rav Chutna. I came across this thing, it really is beautiful. This is a masterpiece, this idea. That I came across a Tesla quote of, I never heard this before, never saw it before, I don't know where this is. And he cites this idea in the middle of Rav Chutna, Eliezer's Rebbe. Eliezer Lidefield. You have Shachar Rav Chutna?
What?
You have Shaifas? Okay, so he says an incredible word. Here's the question. This is a great question. Meir, why is it that there's a chilik between Nusach Ashkenaz and Svart as to when you say the Shir Shel Yoim on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh? Nusach Ashkenaz says the Shir Shel Yoim b'li yotzei min haklal when davening is over. Right, Rosh Chodesh. What do you do on Rosh Chodesh? On Shabbos. Nusach Ashkenaz, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, you daven Shacharis. After she finished, after you say Kaddish Shalem, Tiskabel, and then right away, no delay. Right away, you finish Shacharis, you say Hallel, Kaddish Shalem, Vayhibin Soya. You do that in a Nusach Svar, Shul will shoot you. Before you do Vayhibin Soya, Hayoim Yoim Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayoim Yoim Sheni B'Shabbos. You recite the Shira immediately before you proceed with Vayehi bin Soya Haroi, correct? Mordechai, what are you doing? Ashkenaz or Sfarad? You look like a Sfarad person, I can tell. You can look at a person, you can tell. You look like an Ashkenaz person. Yeah. Mr. Morillis, you look like an Ashkenaz. Rav Bechol, it's written all over his face, he doesn't even know what Sfarad is. And Rav Meir is Sfarad.
No.
What?
I'm not Sfarad.
Nusachari, okay, that's also Svar. Okay, you can, I'm telling you.
The
Ashkenaz
shuls, they do after Shabbos and Shabbos, they learn Zemiris and Yom. The Ashkenaz shul, very common.
They changed
what?
It now. Yeah, they changed.
They
it
changed only because of Anam Zemiris. Because people have no respect, they walk out. That's not so posh to do that. That takes a lot of grosser places to do that. To change. It's not my business. In the Siddur. Okay, at least where I daven still, they haven't changed anything. Okay, where I daven, they do it like in the Siddur, we do it traditionally forever. And Nusach Ashkenaz, you say the Yom when it's all over. Even when it's Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh. But now by Nusach Svard, question. What is the Shira for? This is a bomb question. This is such a good question.
The Tamid, which is
Shabbos. What is the Tamid?
Shachas.
And by the way, we're not going to talk about this now. When they did the Musaf, they had a special. We know what the Shira was for the Musaf. Why don't we do the Shira for the Musaf? The Musaf they sang for the Musaf of Shabbos, it was Hazinu. Hazinu. This was the Shira that they sang when every single Shabbos when they brought the Karban Musaf. Hazinu. Hazinu Hashem Adabera. And onward. And then what else is there? There's also Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, it was. Rosh Chodesh, I think there was Oz Yosher Moshe. Oz Yosher Moshe Ras Moshe. I think it was Rosh Chodesh. Okay, not for now. Okay, the other. But let's talk about the shi that we have in our city. What is it for? It is for Shacharis. Shacharis. Why are the Ashkenazim waiting to say the Shir Shel Yoim until they finish Musaf? That's wrong. Wrong. Could not be more wrong. There's a different Shir for the Musaf. We know what the Shir for the Musaf is. The Shir for the Musaf, for the Musaf of Shabbos, for the Shir of Musaf of Shabbos was Hazinu. The Shir for Rosh Chodesh was Oz Yoshir Moshe Uvenei Yisrael. So that we're not going to say. Why not? I don't know. That's another topic of discussion. We're only going to say the Shir for the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. The Tzilas Shacharis is the Tomid Shel Shachar. The Tzilas Musaf is not the Tomid Shel Shachar. So why are we delaying singing the Shira, saying the Shira for the Tamid Shel Shachar until after Musaf? You should say it after Shacharis. What in the world is Nusach Ashkenaz doing? Nusach Svar, they know what they're doing. They're correct. You finish Shacharis, so you say the Shira Shel Yoim for the Tamid Shel Shachar. Finished. You daven Musaf, so either you're going to say the Shira for the Musaf, or you're not going to say the Shira for the Musaf. But you're not going to go say after Musaf the Shira Shel Shacharis. So Nusach Ashkenaz seems to be lost. S-O-S. They're gone. They're out to lunch. They're making an incredible mistake. This is a very basic question. Doesn't make any sense. So Rav Chudnik gives a brilliant answer. This answer blows you out of the water, what he says. This really shook me up. He says, and we started with this today. We really started with this question today. Chazal said that we daven Shacharis every single day for two reasons. Avos, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Okay, Avraham. Why? The Tamidim. Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Rabbayim, Ma'ariv is the Emurim. Question. So why didn't Chazal insert into the Nusach of the Shmoyne Esrei in the Brach of Ritzei one Pasuk? That's it. All you gotta say. In the bracha of Ritzei, in the Shmone Esher before Modim, we're missing one line. The pasuk, just read one pasuk. And minchasam v'niskem kinduba. Why did they go out of their way not to mention the Tamid Shel Shachar? If you want extra credit, so come to shul early and say to Karbanos. But if you don't want the extra credit, it's okay. You'll get the same shidduch if you don't say Karbanos. It's not going to make a difference. It's not going to ruin your shidduchim if you don't say Karbanos. It's all the same. But Musaf? Oh! There's no Musaf in any day of Yom Tov that doesn't say the pasuk and mention explicitly what are the animals and what has to be done. There's no such thing as a musaf. So if that's what they did for musaf, so what about Shacharis? My high, what's going on? It's a very good question. It's a very tough question. And I don't have an answer. And he doesn't give an answer either. Rav Fuda doesn't give an answer. But here's the point. Okay, we don't need an answer. We don't need, okay, we can, if we want, we could dash it. Can make up things, right? We're not going to do that now. We don't have time now. But that's not what we need. We don't need that. But this is what we do, and this is unbelievable. In the Musafim, when Chazal wrote the Nusach HaTfila of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, they list all the Korbanos, every single one, and then they say, Milavad, Oilas HaTamid. Don't forget about the Tamid. Ooh, in the Shmone Esrei, they stuck in Milavad, Oilas HaTamid, Umin Chasai V'Niskoi. Ooh, why couldn't you put those words in the Shmone Esrei, in the Shacharis? No, we don't want to do that. Why? That's not for today. Why? That's another topic. Why? They didn't. But they put those words in Musaf. They didn't have to do that. We bring the Musaf. So bring the Musaf. Tell me how many Purim you want. It's like a restaurant. how many parim, how many eilim, how many kvasim, and what kind of wine do you want to drink? We're not dealing with shachris. No, no, no. Once we already mentioned the musaf shmona esrei, the parim, eilim, kvasim, and chasim, and iskeim, the yai, milivad. Don't forget the oila satonit. Wow. So now the Ashkenazim, they're the smart ones. No, not trying to insult anyone. Because, oh, so now you finish Shacharis. Today we are, it's Rosh Chodesh. Nunu, you finish Shacharis. Come to Shachar. Nunu, Zog the Yom. Zog the Shira. Zog a Zemek. Say the Shira. You know what? I want to wait. You know I want to wait? Because I want to wait until after Musaf. Because when I'm going to say the Musaf, I'm going to explicitly state in my Amida Lifnei the Melech, Milevad Oyla Satomid.
That's good for Shabbos and Yom.
So now, after you finish the Musaf, which is also a Zecher, an explicit mention of the Oyla Satomid, now the order is you first bring the animal and then you say the Shira. So pump vakert. Let's wait until we'll get to the Shmona Esrei of the Musaf, where we're going to mention the Talmid, so then we can say the Shira after we mention the Talmid explicitly. It's a brilliant answer. It's a brilliant answer. And what does it also bring out? It brings out this is what Rav Huna says. It's a very powerful answer. When it's Shabbos, or when it's Rosh Chodesh, it's not just, oh, today, it's not just Shabbos. It's not just Rosh Chodesh. It changes the nature of the day itself. On a regular day, we're not even zoiche in the Shmona Esrei to acknowledge that there's a Beis HaMikdash. It's connected to Beis HaMikdash. No, there's a Talmid. No. Okay. Where is the Talmid? It's there. Not in the Shmona Esrei. Go mish through the pages in the Korbanos to find it. When it's Shabbos, the Koyach of Shabbos brings out the potency of the Talmid Shel Shach. When it's Rosh Chodesh, it's a special day. You know why Rosh Chodesh is a special day? Not just because it's Rosh Chodesh, but because Rosh Chodesh brings out, it extracts the beauty of the Talmid Shel Shach. What do you mean? I have the Talmid Shel Shach every single day. That's right, but you're asleep. Every single day on the Talmud Shel Shachar, but we don't really pay attention. Shabbos is not just a great day because Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbos is the koyach to extract the koyach of the Talmud Shel Shachar. You mention it in the Musaf. Rosh Chodesh has that koyach. Yom Tov has that koyach. Rosh Hashanah has that koyach. Yom Kippur has that koyach. That's the koyach of the Moadim. It's they bring out the ordinary element of the regular day that you miss on a regular day. And because that's what Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tov are doing, it's appropriate, if you're going to say the Shira after you taka, now first appreciate it. On a regular day, do you really appreciate, when you say the Shachar Shor, do you really appreciate the Talmud Shel Shachar? No. What's the proof? I didn't even mention it. Why did Chazal deliberately do that? Whatever. That's what they did, because I guess they felt we're not on such a high level that we can mention it, whatever it is. But it's Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh has the koyach to bring out, oh, now that I appreciate it, so it's like I brought it, now I'm going to say the Shira Shel Yom after the Musaf. Okay? So this has to take into consideration when the Shul makes a decision to be Oiger. I think Rabbi Shulman here, if I'm not mistaken, he only changed Anam Zemiris. I don't think he changed the Yom. Maybe I'm wrong. I know
they moved Anam Zemiris earlier.
Some shuls today have decided to say Anam Zemiris after Shacharis, because everyone is out to the races when the people don't stay. They come to the end of Musaf and they run away. And it's a bezoyan to the Anam Zemiris. So they say, so they take Anam Zemiris and they say it after Shacharis, so people should not, you're a hostage. You should be a hostage in shul, so to guarantee you'll say the Anam Zemiris. So you're telling me that some shuls, once they were oiker, the Anam Zemiris, they're oiker the Yoim also, and Elena also, and I can't do that anymore. So that's already a little bit pushing.
I think that's a different answer.
That's pushing it. If your minig is Ashkenaz, there's a reason. There's a hakpada Ashkenaz to say the yoim after Musaf, not after Shachris. Adam Zemiros is not part of the Nusach HaTfilah. That's a new thing. Some shuls do it, some do not do it. So if you want to go and take Adam Zemiros and bring it to Shachris, you can fight. You can't. But to be oiker the yoim, once I'm taking the Adam Zemiros and now you're going to be oiker the yoim, you know, you first have to understand why indeed do you say the yoim in general? Why in the Siddur is it printed after? It didn't happen by accident. Rav Chutney here, he tells us an incredible insight. Incredible insight. What's going on in the Siddur, in the Nusach HaSiddur. It's unbelievable. So once you know this information, you have to be very careful before you start manipulating and start mixing and matching the Nusach HaSiddur and the Nusach HaSiddur. And these are things are, you know, people used to be scared of doing these things. When people wanted to go, my father wanted Balabat, my father should want, they pressure my father, they should take the Hoshanas, take it from Musaf and put it to Shachris. So my father resisted. And then when they really kept on pressuring my father, so my father went to Rav Moshe Feinstein. He didn't do it on his own. Rav Moshe, the Gadol Hadar. The Gadol Hadar. He asked Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, you can do it. You should do it. This is what's necessary. You do it. Of grace of places to start making major changes in the Nusach HaTfilah. It's not for nothing the Yoim is printed in Nusach Ashkenaz in the Siddur after Musaf, not after Shachris. And you see here, the Nusach Sfar, they're correct. And Rav Chutney opens up a whole new world. A whole new world that appreciates. Okay, we're going to stop here. Thank you very much for coming.
All new stuff.
What?
You look at Mata Gabriel?
No, he doesn't
I'll
have
give
a
you
tool.
Another answer.
He does not
have
a tool.
When you say Kedusha in Ashrei Valetzion, so once you're talking, this is the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, right?
Yeah, Kedush,
Kedush, Kedush. Right, Hashem Yimalch Olam
Vayim. No, that's the Malachim.
Right, so right after that, you say, so when the Malachim say Kedusha Hashem, then you say Sheyon Yom. But the Ashkenazim put the Kedusha after Aleinu. It's tied to Aleinu. Because Elena also has a Kedusha.
What's that?
Okay.
Oh,
so they
yes.
put the young.
Right, you're saying, that the Shira is connected to the Kedusha. Kedusha, the Ato Kodesh. So then the problem is that Ashkenazim should do it on Rosh Chodesh after the Kedusha. They don't.
Because
they say.
Giving Sephardim after Hallel, they say the young before they say Volatian.
Right, that will explain.
But that comes into Rav Chutney because since, well, Hallel has the Kedusha also, Hallelujah. It's a different story. You can use.
It's very confusing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's very good, but.
You're
I was going to say
this is
I don't think they said
this affects your blood.
I don't think they said Shia le David. Mizmar didn't say Mizmar le David.
Of course they did. They had
they
the same
not.
Mizmar
they
from beginning
they
to
said,
end.
They said, what does Mizmar le Asaf mean?
It just means, say, it means either it means
what
that Asaf composed it.
No, he was a conductor. Lamatzeach means a conductor.
I know, but it's part
so
of it.
So they have to say part of it?
Okay, some say what you say. It's not like it's there. Are some
no,
say,
I don't think
that. You're right.
Liam didn't say it in the base.
You're right. Some actually, look at this Svarmant and they some, you're right. Some agree with you. It's not actually part of the Nusach. It's an instruction to the conductor.
Right, so the conductor bangs his thing.
Okay. They did not actually say those words. I hear, and you probably
I want to look up Nata Gavriel.
He doesn't say that. He doesn't talk about
anything.
He doesn't have a safer on davening yet.
On yet.
Yet.
What about Rabbi Cohen? What's he doing? Double Cohen eyes?
He does. Yes. Already 12 outings. I have to go see. I looked at it. I have to go see what he said. He doesn't have an everything thing. He it's hit and miss by him. He has 12 outings and he's a I can see if he has some Kedusha.
And he would be Ashkenaz.
He does both. And his says from Jones Dacken would be both. That's what he's talking
about. When did the Adam Zemiros start?
I don't know. Adam Zemiros is a beautiful. You know, Adam is all about one thing. Tefillin.
Who?
Tefillin. The whole
Tefillin?
Yeah, we want to spend time on this. In the Shira, we'll do it again. Yoinasan Abba, one of the Rashi's of YU, he put out first a Kuntris in Hebrew, explaining Mila b'Mila Adam. It is outstanding. and now it's so good. How do I know
they
how
printed
right?
It in the booklet?
Someone took it and they made it into an English book. They took the contrast, they translated it into English, elaborated, and made it into a whole sefer in English explaining Adam Zemiros. And basically, if you study Adam Zemiros, it's describing Hashem's tefillin.
Hashem's
tefillin. It's unbelievable.
You mentioned earlier. I'm tuning in all the time about the this dub and the Tanakh and the print quality.
So,
you mentioned earlier about
the Rashi, the Shmuel, the print quality.
It's because I was talking about this to somebody the other day. Because like I have okay. also Nachs. I'm learning it. It's very hard to
understand.
Huh?
You can't even read the
words. Very hard. And even the Orach HaShulchan, the old print Orach HaShulchan, is also
there.
And a lot of these, you know, I remember when I was a chassid in the last century. You have no choice. This is
you
what
have
you
no
have.
Choice.
It was
exactly.
a print of a print
you're
of a
you're
print.
In, you're
from
in a different
the
mindset.
Right.
You're in a different mindset. This is what you have. This is it. Zehu.
But the thing is, like, first of all, the technology didn't exist. So, I mean, I think that you had art school and offset with the computers. But I think. That's part of my theory. I remember they came with the MP. I had the MP press Shas. I got my father and got a piece, but the same format as
the Shas is better. The Shas is much better.
But they're bigger.
They're
right.
even bigger.
Right.
And also the ones that are hand pressed, not hand, the ones that were pressed.
Yeah.
Today it's very short. It's full offset.
Yeah.
But there's something very powerful.
Yeah.
About the old Shas that was stamped.
Yeah.
The words come to life in a way that you can't really explain. You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah. But I think part of it is also I think because this is a product of like the middle 80s, early to middle 80s when these things started coming out. So like the first art school.
The first was the Minchas
Chinuch. I think that
Ma'or was the first one.
Yeah, the Yosef Mechon Yushalayim.
And Mechon Yushalayim was the first one right. to do anything like this. They took the Minchas Chinuch. It was the first republishing, retypesetting of any sefer.
Yeah.
In the format that we live today by, now everything is done like.
Yeah.
But what was the Ma'or Yerushalayim put out 3 volume Minchas Chinuch.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
a sensation.
I have it. Yeah.
It was a sensation. Yeah. I think they really set the tone.
Yeah.
And right after that, it was a floodgate.
So, but I think part of this is because I think that Jewry in America was still building from the Holocaust. I think it took a good 30 years to really get comfortable. And I think that maybe a lot of things was set on yeshivas and everything else. And then they got the Sfarim and
sure. This thing
was unbelievable.
It's not to be believed.
Yeah.
From all the things that they publish.
Yeah.
I can't get over it.
Yeah.
Also, you know, people want to appreciate the art school when they did the Yerushalmi. Mm-hmm. People don't know this. The art school in Yerushalmi, they made their own daf. There's no Masorah of Mitzvah Sadaf in Yerushalmi.
I didn't know that.
They created a typeset, the Gemara, the Rashi. Totally their own.
Yeah, but then what happens when you have that in reference to what daf from the
So they have on top of the year, like they have over here, they have over here, the art school Yerushalmi.
We have this thing out, art I once went to the Tzor Shabbos, the Halva Shabbos, to be spun back yomi. And it was a big machine, get a shiur, and I usually don't understand the word I wanted that. I just go there, I fold the plug, whatever. I go there, and I happened to go to the Sugya, and he gave a shiur for a whole hour, garishing the whole drasha. And then I told him, he was out because an older Rosh Hashim who has this tomorrow with me.
Yeah.
I remember that when I said to him, you know, the whole shir is not good to see him.
Yeah.
You said this whole shir with me. Is it connected, not connected?
Yeah.
I showed him that our good is another year, so.
Yeah.
I the look on his eyes, I couldn't believe what I showed him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Like, this whole pilpot, this hat, where he made a whole draw show, it has to be shot in difficulty.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because our year, so. It's common mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are 42 manuscripts,
yeah.
and looking right here, they explain that this one is
yes.
Another case,
yes.
A single nuance,
yeah.
Which changed the whole Shani Gemara.
Yeah.
He was baffled.
Uh-huh.
He was baffled. My voice is, yeah. This is going, by the way, this already, when they went to the this or 10 times, they keep on
you
getting
make
better,
right,
better,
yeah.
Better.
Wow.
They said on the retypes of the Gemara, and also, of course,
uh-huh.
They have different Rishonim.
Uh-huh.
Each Masechta, they do differently. But everyone has a common that was.
Mm-hmm.
See, our Torah, when we first, we did, this took a long time to do.
Mm-hmm.
When we first, you know, made it nice and new and fresh,
yeah.
And clean. And that's when our Torah took note of what we did.
Yeah.
And they brought rights to them.
Yeah,
when they brought rights,
yeah.
The early, this before the later editions.
Yeah.
It could be now, the new art scrolls have already,
yeah.
Later,
yeah.
Editions.
Yeah, yeah, no, technology.
It's amazing.
Okay, so I mean the Gemara that I have at home from 1808.
Two things to go to Kusha, I'll show you the other one. Two things to go to Kusha. You don't appreciate the art school.